Take Butterball out of the sack and slaughter him. Then cook him in soup until I get back. I'm heading for church to invite guests to dinner.
Oh, she's active in the community.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
Welcome to The Others Grimm. This is a comedy podcast in which we read a new folklore. Let me start again. Sorry. gotta get this intro right. You know, I got all my fans that I don't want to let down. So, okay.
Oh yeah, and they're
all
used
the
to
people that love the intros.
they're so used to us just nailing it perfectly.
All the, that's right. All the intro heads we have out
it's
there.
It's a super trope.
That's right.
Yeah.
And all the people in the future who aren't just skipping past it to get right to the story, so. Mm-hmm.
It's true. Maybe we should continue fucking them up so that people have to listen to us all the time.
Well.
Honestly, I feel like we should just keep rolling at this point.
Yeah, I think we should just, I'm not going to do any cuts. I'm taking this from the beginning, this whole thing.
Well, I want to start over, so.
This is exhilarating audio.
No, I'm ready.
Fine.
All right, here I go. Welcome to The Others Grimm. This is a comedy podcast in which we read a different folktale every single week and make fun of it. My name is Greg, and I'm joined by my co-hosts.
I'm Holly.
I'm Rob.
Welcome, and I already told you what it's about, so I guess we should just dive right in.
Sure.
Yeah, what's the story we
Well, reading? Actually, okay, so this takes a little bit of explanation.
Okay,
normally,
so the whole, like, let's dive right in thing was we were saying that was a lie.
A ruse.
Yeah, misstep, if you will, but I actually know exactly what I'm doing from here on out, so.
He's pretty confident.
Let me just let y'all know that normally what we do is we read a different Grimm fairy tale, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've read others.
It's just Grimm or Hibbity-Chibbity Anderson.
Yeah, yeah.
For the most part, we used to have really long intros where we would just list all the different, like, mythological things and all the different countries and hope and other stories in which we would mine from, and then it's been almost predominantly Grimm stories.
Well, sure, yeah. Also, yeah, we used to have really long intros, yeah, because this is, like, so succinct that's going on here.
No, I wrote this down. I'm reading it right now, and I edited a lot of it out already, so.
Rob already told you he's not cutting a damn thing.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Oh, damn it.
I'm starting from the sound check. I'm tired
well,
of
anyway.
Editing. I'm tired of editing all these episodes. You know what? No more editing.
No
That's
more
it.
Editing.
We are uncut.
Bigger, from longer, here on. Uncut. All right, Greg. Tantalize
well, okay,
us.
All of that is to say, all of that is to say that the reason, where was I? I'm sorry, I already got lost.
I don't know. Do you want to talk about intros some more?
God, you can't even pay attention to yourself.
Okay, so, I got to focus, Greg. Oh, yeah. So anyway, the reason that I said all the words before this is because we're not doing a Grimm story.
Aha.
Oh, okay.
I have found someone just as ridiculous as Grimm, and his name is Abjornsson.
Ooh.
Okay. Is that two names or, like,
well,
separate? Abjornsson? Or is that
no,
just
no,
like
no, no,
Cher
no.
or Madonna, where this person just goes by one name?
No, this dude's name is Peter Christian Abjornsson. And he's got a partner named Mo.
Great.
So
what are
it's
these?
It's Abjornsson and Mo.
When were these written?
So these were collected a little bit after Grimm's, probably late 1800s, and I think they were inspired by Grimm. And but they are from Scandinavia, and
awesome.
I believe that they are collecting loosely Norse mythology influenced folk tales.
I am so proud of you, Greg. Look at you go.
Yes, and I found one because our big problem is that people write too well, right?
We hate a good writer. It's not what we're looking for here. We want it to be stream of consciousness, make no sense.
I don't want character names. Except for one, a character that doesn't matter. I don't want a structure.
Fuck,
I don't want a proper plot.
Fuck paragraphs. Run on sentences all day long.
I also want, like, the same theme to pop up over and over again.
Yeah. I want them to really hammer home. Ham-fist it to me.
And if you could tell the story multiple times within the same story, that'd be great.
It'd be super great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I want us all to take a moment to rejoice in our new grim bastard son, Abjornsson.
Hip hip!
And Mo.
Wait, you guys, I say hip hip,
Mo.
You say...
Mo's there too, yeah.
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Oh, you guys are... Wow, sad hoorayers. You just told us to rejoice.
Yeah, but I mean, you haven't heard what's coming next.
Uh-oh.
You don't know.
What did I just cheers?
Well, this is what you just cheers, because today's story is called Butterball.
All right.
Okay.
I love it.
Y'all ready for some Butterball?
Let's mm-hmm. do it. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, this is going to be a real greasy story, let me tell you. Butterball. There once was a woman who was baking. She had a little boy who was so chubby and plump, and he was always asking for good food. That's why she called him Butterball.
Okay, okay, no, rude, rude, stop, rude.
It's our own kid, too. You can give kids weird little names that are inappropriate, right?
I mean, sure. I think you can call like a baby, I squeeze baby cheeks and I say, oh, little chipmunk cheeks and whatever. They don't care. That's a baby. But how old is this child now? Old enough to probably be insulted by his mom calling him Butterball.
To be fair, you can call a baby anything. They have no idea what you're saying.
But this is a little boy. It's not a baby, so.
Yeah, exactly. He's old enough to feel hurt, probably. Well, that's okay.
My
mom, she's doing it lovingly.
When I was young, my mom would call one of my dad's friends Buff. That was her nickname for him. And he was a kind of a big overweight guy. And I'd be like, is that just like the joke that he's Buff? And she goes, no. It's an acronym. That's for big, ugly, fat fucker.
It was way worse than you thought.
Yep. Because she hated him so much.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So now I don't know. I just think of that every couple of days. Buff.
Buff, constantly on the brain. Big, ugly, fat fucker.
Yep.
Your mom's stone cold.
Yeah. So anyway, we're talking about our own Buff guy, Butterball.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she called him Butterball. She also had a dog they called Goldtooth. All of a sudden, the dog began barking.
who takes their dog to the dentist and gives him a gold tooth? Oh, they just called him that, I suppose. I'm imagining he's actually got a gold tooth, maybe with like a little diamond in it. He's like a mobster.
Also, wait, can you use all of a sudden there? Because like the story hasn't really started or gone anywhere yet. All of a sudden seems to indicate that there's like an interruption of some kind. But really, they've just announced characters that exist.
Yeah,
so
it's
nothing
just
has happened
sentences.
To be all of a sudden about.
I just remember a teacher in high school saying that basically there's no reason to ever write all of a sudden. It's just shitty writing. It's a shitty crutch, and no one should ever use it.
Yeah. No, I mean, things are happening. Yeah. Also, she's baking, so you all forgot about that. There was once a woman who was baking.
Mm, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she's a woman. I just assumed she was baking.
All right. All of a sudden.
Run outside, my Butterball, said the woman, and find out who Goldtooth is barking at. The boy ran outside. When he came back, he said, oh, God save me. There's a big, tall troll woman coming here. She has her head under one arm and a sack on her back. Hurry up and hide under the baking table, said his mother. Then the big troll came in.
Good day, said she.
God bless you, said the mother of Butterball.
Well,
isn't Butterball home today?
Asked the troll. And no, he's in the forest with his father hunting grouse, replied the woman.
Okay, so this woman knows the family. So she knows Butterball. She knows the mom. They seem pretty familiar with each other.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She's just coming over for tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the local troll. Yeah.
She's the local troll. Is she carrying her head underneath her arm?
She's carrying her head under her arm.
So the head is talking to the mother from underneath the arm, like, of the troll.
Like a self-headlock, kind of.
A self-headlock. A self-full Nelson. The fullest of Nelsons.
It said she has her head under one arm and a sack on her back.
Amazing.
So she's carrying her head.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Presumably, she's looking for Butterball. Probably going to put him in a stew.
Yeah, she knows him by name.
Knows
she knows
name.
Him by name and reputation.
Mm. And the mother, too. Mm-hmm. All right, let's hear. Let's hear what she's got.
Isn't Butterball home today?
Asked the troll. No, he's in the forest with his father hunting grouse, replied the woman.
Oh, blast it, said the troll woman. I have such a nice little silver knife that I want to give him.
Hey, hey, here I am, said Butterball,
oh, Butterball
from under the baking
oh,
table.
Butterball, come on.
You dummy.
You had over a little silver knife trinket? Come on, man.
Yeah, she wants to give it to you in your fat belly. That's where she's going to stick it.
Yeah, she's going to stick you like a little butter pig.
Mm-hmm. Butterball, I'm also imagining, is... What's his name from?
Gunter?
Gunter from The Simpsons?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then he came out.
I'm so old and my back is so stiff, said the troll. You'll have to slip inside my sack and get the knife yourself.
Just no. The oldest trick in the book. Yeah, just hop in my sack.
Oh.
When Butterball climbed into the sack, the troll flung it over her shoulder and dashed out. After they'd gone a good distance along the road, the troll grew tired and said,
How far is it until we find somewhere to sleep?
I don't know, troll. This is your adventure.
Yeah, you're the one, yeah. You're the guide here.
You kidnapped me.
Also, can we go back to the fact that the mom put up no fight? She was like, all right, see you,
see
Butterball.
Bye.
See you, well, see you, troll Sarah from next door.
She was playing by the troll rules, you know? If the troll comes in and you hide your son, as long as they don't pop themselves out, you know, then it's good. But if your son falls for the troll gag, then it's fair game.
It's true. Yeah, she respects the game. Mm-hmm.
Those are troll laws.
Mm, yeah, everyone knows.
Also, we're assuming that this is like human land where trolls might wander into. This might be troll country, and this is the one human family.
They're the foreigners.
I love the idea of troll country and then like trolls and other like jobs too. You got like troll doctors, troll lawyers,
troll accountants.
Yeah,
this is like an old troll who really just wanted to be like, I don't know, a public figure, like or like a lawyer. And they're like, sorry, you're the one that goes and kidnaps fat children.
Listen, we all get assigned jobs around here, okay? That's your job.
But Harry gets to be the marshmallow tester. Nope, you're the fat kidnapper.
Sorry, your head grows underneath your arm and you have to hold on to it at all times. You are going to kidnap children.
Is it related to the head or is it completely a separate concept? Does it have anything to do with, does that make it easier to nap children? No, just for no reason?
How far is it until we find somewhere to sleep?
Half a mile, replied Butterball.
How does Butterball know? He's in the sack.
He's got a good like sense of distance of how of where
he's
at. He's
got
an
internal compass.
He's got a little GPS in there. Yeah. Like, take a left at the next tree there. Troll. Does this troll have a name or is this, they're just going to call her Troll?
No, we got Butterball and then the dog is Goldtooth, but that's all the names.
Troll is a woman, I was thinking. That's a little bit, women can be monsters too.
It's true. Women aren't women mostly monsters from fairy tales?
In these stories, mostly.
Oh, in these stories, absolutely.
Wow.
Because they want to steal children.
Yeah, but they're just monsters by being women, like act just human women. But women can also play trolls, according
<It's true.
laughs> to Abjornsson and Mo.
Do you think these are like the troll doll trolls that she just has a big shock of hair?
Hell yes. Got the little diamond in the belly.
Uh huh.
I mean, she's got to be pretty big, though, if she's carrying this kid in a sack.
Yeah, and her head's under her arm.
So she's carrying this kid one-handed. She's got to be pretty strong, big.
Wouldn't you think she'd put the head in the sack with Butterball? Carry it all in one?
Well, then how's she going to see?
Right. Good point.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why it's taking so long to get anywhere. That's what she did. It's in the sack, and she's like, how long until we get to where we're going? And you're like, I don't know, lady. I'm in the bag with the same as you are.
Yeah, she's just doing circles. She's still inside the hut where the mom's like, I don't
that's
know.
That's why the mom hasn't put up any fight, actually. She's just like, this troll has been standing in my kitchen for 3 hours. I don't know what's happening.
But I guess it's troll country.
This is,
so.
Look, it's, I don't want to offend trolls. Them. This is their land. I'm a newcomer here. Yeah.
Listen, troll country for old men, you know?
Troll country for old men. Yep.
The troll put down the sack next to the road. Then she went over to a small grove of trees and lay down to sleep. In the meantime, Butterball picked up the knife and cut open the sack. Then he slipped out, put a big pine root in his place, and hurried home to his mother. When the troll got home and saw what was in the sack, she was terribly angry. The next day, the woman was again baking. All of a sudden, there you go, Holly.
All of a sudden. She's just, I'm sorry. She's,
yeah. I feel like all of a sudden things just happen while this woman's
she's
baking.
She's like,
constantly.
My pie! So she's just been baking all day. There's just like a stack of cherry pies, a stack of blueberry. There's some breads over there. Like, it's, she was grief baking because her son was kidnapped and she doesn't know what to do.
No, her son was kidnapped. That troll only got so far as the yard.
She's, all right, I'll just keep baking. Keep an eye out. I guess they're having a sleep out.
The next day, the woman was baking again.
All
of a sudden, the dog began barking. Run outside, my Butterball, she said, and find out what Goldtooth is barking at. Oh no, it's that horrible creature, said Butterball. She's back again, with her head under one arm and a big sack on her back.
So, again, like usual, we don't have to keep...
It's again. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told you guys, Bjornsson knows how it works.
He does, It's like if somebody has like a really big mole on their face or some other like really distinctive feature, you don't need to say every time, my friend Jared with the really big mole on his face. Eventually, we just know who Jared is. We don't need to keep pointing out the fact that she's carrying around her head underneath her arm.
Yeah, well, this story was written before antecedents, so you just had to repeat everything over and over and over again because signs didn't point to anything but themselves. So it was just like, well, let's just repeat it over and over again. Or they were in that space again where books used to be you can't turn back once you started.
It's
you just
true,
had to keep
and
going.
Honestly, what's funny about this too is that we repeat ourselves quite a lot too. It's a nature, like listening back to the episodes that I'm like, oh, and then we're gonna talk about that again, huh? Okay.
I don't blame us for that. I blame the stories for that.
It's true.
The stories are forcing us to talk about the same things over and over and over again.
It's the nature of the beast, but we're smarter than this.
It's like when you watch Manos, that Mystery Science Theater episode, and like you kind of feel more dumb when you're done watching it. It's like a mind virus that somehow just hacked into you, so now you just are like, what?
She's back again with her head under one arm and a big sack on her back.
Hurry up and hide under the baking table, said his mother.
The baking table is huge, by the way. The baking table is the most, it takes up 90% of the house.
I mean, considering how much baking this woman's doing, she needs a big baking table.
And you cannot use that table for anything else but baked goods.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't. There's just baked goods all over it. Just a mountain of baked goods.
How many fairs does this woman enter into?
Good day, said the troll. Is Butterball home today?
No, he's not, said his mother. He's out in the forest with his father hunting grouse.
Blast it, said the troll. I have a lovely little fork that I want to give him. Hey, here I am,
Butterball,
said
Butterball, again?
And he came out.
So really? Dumb.
You know what? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice,
shame on Butterball.
You know? Fool me twice, get in the sack, kid.
Get the sack.
Yeah, exactly.
At least in his defense. You know, he already had the nice little knife. The fork. Now you're starting to get a full set going. Like, it's hard to turn down now.
What 8-year-old boy is excited about fancy cutlery? What did she get? She got some earthenware. She made him a nice mug.
I mean, this is back in the old days when, like, if you were not just, like, exactly like everybody else, then whatever your thing was that made you different was supposed to take up your entire personality. So it's like old movies where they're like, we got one person that's overweight, so they're constantly like eating burgers and like, you know, shoving fries and cakes and like putting ice cream scoops on their tacos. And because that's the one facet of their personality. That's
yeah, everyone's they just one dimensional. I get it. I wasn't even actually thinking about that. Poor Butterball.
Oh, Butterball.
My back is so stiff, said the troll. You'll have to slip inside the sack and get the fork yourself.
When Butterball was inside the sack...
Naturally, of course, when Butterball is inside the sack. Yep, okay, here he goes. The mom's like trying to catch him this time, and he's just like slipping out of her hands. Oh, she's still greasy. Little Butterball.
After they'd gone a good distance along the road, the troll grew tired and asked,
How far is it until we find somewhere to sleep?
3 miles, said Butterball.
The troll set her sack back down next to the road. She went next into the forest and lay down to sleep. While the troll was doing that, Butterball made a hole in the sack and climbed out. Then he put a big rock in his place. When the troll got home, she made a big fire in the fireplace and set a big kettle over the flame so she could boil Butterball. Then she picked up the sack. She was going to slide Butterball into the kettle, but the rock fell out instead and knocked a hole into the bottom. Then all the water in the kettle ran out and doused the fire. The troll grew angry and said,
No matter how heavy he makes himself, I'm going to get him.
The third time, the exact same thing happened as twice before.
Thank you for not completely repeating it.
Great. Let's just cut it. Let's keep going. Keep going. Yep.
You know what? Yep. I don't really remember what happened. Could you? Yeah.
No. Oh, do you want me to start over? I can start at the beginning. Yeah.
Just replace knife or fork with spoon, and we can call it a day.
Missing a spoon, missing the set. Oh, and...
Yep, all of a sudden.
All of a sudden we knew that, and then it was a pine cone, and then a rock, and then what else? What's he replace himself with the third time?
Well, they just summarized the third time. We don't know what the third
exactly,
thing is.
So what's the third thing? It's a bunch of pies. Just so many pies he replaces it with. Okay, I'm ready.
I'm waiting for Goldtooth, Butterball to just leave a big old turd inside the sack, you know?
Stop napping me!
Goldtooth began barking, and then Butterball's mother said to her son, Run outside, my Butterball, and find out who Goldtooth is barking at. I'll give you, like, one guess.
It's the father who has come back from grouse hunting.
Like, these are just the dumbest people in the world. Or this is some sort of weird purgatory hell in which they have to live the same thing over and over and over
again. She just keeps baking forever and ever and ever, and Butterball just keeps getting put in the sack.
Yeah, and no one ever gets anything. Like, they don't get to eat the food. The troll doesn't get to actually kidnap him. They just start over like Groundhog's Day.
All the baking actually finally makes sense now. Yeah, it's purgatory.
Yeah, it's purgatory. So Butterball ran outside. When he came back in, he said,
Oh no! God save and preserve me! It's that troll woman again! She has her head under one arm and a sack on her back!
Hurry up and hide under the baking table, said his mother.
Good day, said the troll as she came through the door. Is Butterball home today?
No, he's not, said his mother. He's out in the forest with his father.
Hunting grouse.
They're like never eating grouse. They're just eating pies. But...
Also, is this like the dad who went out for cigarettes? Like, like the medieval equivalent? Oh yeah, my dad went out for grouse one day and never came home.
Blast it, said the troll woman. I have a lovely little silver spoon that I want to give to him.
Called it.
Hey, here I am, said Butterball.
And he came out from under the baking table.
You know what? Maybe he's not such a dummy because he's like able, he's getting what he wants. He wants to collect all three of the cutlery sets. Mm-hmm.
Has he been collecting them?
Right, he stole them.
No,
they're
real.
Exist?
Because it's what he's been using to cut the sack open with.
Really?
Oh, right.
Oh, but today, it's a spoon, though. That one's going to be a little tricky because there's a knife and then it was a fork. You could do that pretty easily, but like a spoon to cut open a sack? Oh, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, he's been collecting what he wants. So he is actually, we keep thinking he's a dum-dum for being like, here I am, troll, come take me. But he gets what he wants and he gets away. So who's the real dum-dum here? It's the troll who keeps bringing fancy silverware to him.
Yeah, but this is just a true American story. I know it's not, but it's a true American story because, like, you know, if you fail, try again. Just keep trying. And if you fail the first time, Don't change your tactics or try and improve or anything like that. Just do the exact same thing over again.
Definition of insanity.
Yep.
My back is so stiff, said the troll woman. You'll have to slip inside the sack and get the spoon yourself.
When Butterball climbed inside the sack, the troll flung it over her shoulder and took off.
Mom's just like, bye, honey. Bye, Butterball. See you tonight for some pie supper.
This time, the troll didn't go off by herself to sleep. Instead, she went straight home with Butterball inside the sack. When they got there, it was Sunday.
Thanks for the quick calendar update, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, whenever the story started, it's now Sunday.
Like, the troll just keeps, like, she's like a mile, 3 miles from home, half mile, depending what version it is, and she stops to nap. Who takes a nap on the way home? Just go home. Why did she go home the other times?
I don't know.
So sleepy.
The troll woman said to her daughter, she's got a daughter.
Great.
Troll's got a daughter.
Woo! Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You think she's a good daughter or a hot daughter?
It depends how, if you're into trolls, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you know, women in these stories, they're goodly.
Yeah, I think she's going to be a contrarian daughter. She's going to be disappointed in her mom.
So it's not like mother troll, like daughter troll.
I hope not.
Well, let's find out. The troll woman said to her daughter,
take Butterball out of the sack and slaughter him. Then cook him. Take him out.
How's your voice, by the way, doing with this? Yeah.
It's hard. It's not good.
Ripping your vocal cords apart.
And I'm also like thinking about it and I'm like, oh, well, what does a younger version of that voice sound like for the daughter? You know?
I can't wait.
Take Butterball out of the sack and slaughter him. Then cook him in soup until I get back. I'm heading for church to invite guests to dinner.
Oh, she's active in the community.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
Yeah.
She's having a potluck, basically.
She's having a potluck. It's Sunday, after all.
That's true, yeah. Maybe they just want to convert them to their religion, you know?
True, by eating their son.
Yeah, they don't eat the flesh of their Lord and Savior. They just eat people.
Sure.
They eat little boys.
God is in all of the little children, so it tracks.
After the servants had left too, the daughter...
Wait. This troll's got servants?
It's a rich troll.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So this is a troll kingdom.
Yeah, I originally said she was going back to her troll cave, but clearly she's going back to her troll manor house.
How very dare you, sir?
No, this is a sophisticated troll
of the troll gentry.
Oh, of the Connecticut trolls?
Yeah, I like the idea of like an upstanding Connecticut troll lady who like is dressed like Jackie O is just like, hold on, darling, I'm gonna head over to the trailer park and pick me up a little boy.
She's got her pearls. Very waspy.
Yep.
And then after that, I've got the DAR meeting.
Do you think they're going to, like, roast him like a pig? Put a little apple in his mouth?
They said they were making Butterball soup.
Oh, they're making... Why is everybody making everything into soup in these stories?
It was easier back in the day.
And then you got a lot of water in there, too, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Spread the flavors out, filled you up. But again, they're rich, so it's a fancy... It's a Butterball bisque. Why does the daughter have to cook if they have servants?
Maybe she's just really good at it.
Maybe she's really good at it. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. But let's find out. After the servants had left too, the daughter took Butterball out to slaughter him, though she didn't really know how to go about it.
Wait a minute. I'll show you what you're supposed to do. Yes, I will, said Butterball. Lay your head down on the stool and I'll show you.
That's what she did, the poor thing.
That's just the author feeling bad for a character they're writing.
Yes.
Just picturing Abbjornsson.
He's got a little tear falling down his eyes. Like, he thinks about the troll daughter.
Just looking at the troll on the page. Oh, you poor troll.
Oh, you poor thing.
I mean, maybe Abbjornsson is a troll.
He's really painting his own people in an unflattering light, I'd say.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe he's misanthropic, you know? Trollanthropic.
Trollanthropic.
Let's see. Yeah. Butterball picked up an axe and chopped off her head as if she were a
chicken. Okay, wait. So if the daughter had her head connected, that means the mom's head not being connected is totally just her, the mom thing.
Yeah, right?
Like, that's not a basic troll thing.
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah. Well, we called it earlier that she had to be the kidnapper because her head, it be dumb looking.
Okay, so no explanation yet for the
no
whole,
explanation. No. And also the daughter could feasibly survive this.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, Butterball is a stone cold killer.
Oh yeah.
Just second, it wasn't even like a, you know, knock her on the head. You know, I'm not going straight to, if I get kidnapped, like a, you know, kind of a light friendly kidnapping like this is, it's kind of scampish. I'm gonna knock someone out like with a heavy blunt object before I straight murder them in cold blood.
Oh no, Butterball killed her like he's fucking Jason Voorhees.
Yeah. Just
yeah, this is like an itchy and scratchy cartoon, you know?
Yes.
Then he put her head in the bed and her carcass in the pot to make soup from the troll's daughter. After he'd done that, he went out and clambered out onto the roof, taking along the pine root and the rock. He placed one above the door and the other on the troll woman's chimney. When everyone came back from church and saw the head in the bed, they thought the daughter lay there sleeping. Then they went over to taste the soup.
"Should taste good, Butterball soup," said the troll woman. "Should taste good, daughter soup," said Butterball, but no one paid him any mind.
He stayed to taunt.
Yeah.
I love how the author, Abjornsson, decided to include this line, but then afterwards he was like, but nobody heard it, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally that, like, stereotypical scene in the movie when, like, the person's about to pull a prank and it just gets a close-up on them and they're just like, yes, fall into my trap.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna like the way this soup tastes. I hope you enjoy daughter soup.
That is intensely disturbing, Butterball.
I mean, we thought he was a stone-cold killer before, but he's more than... He's like...
Yeah.
He's like, he went all fucking Godfather on this and putting, like, the daughter's head in the bed. As a warning to the other trolls. Don't mess with my family. Don't you dare mess with the Butterball name.
And then fed the daughter to, forced someone to be a cannibal of your own daughter.
Yeah.
Butterball is fucked.
Yeah.
Fucked in the head.
Yeah, we thought we knew Butterball. We don't know Butterball.
The mom's always baking because Butterball wants to eat all the pastries. Sorry, I still can't get over why she's baking.
Yeah, you can't stop thinking about her baking
so much.
It's because she's scared of her son, and he's just like, where are my pies, mother?
I got them. They're right here, Butterball.
That's why she does nothing when the
Good.
Troll.
You remember what happened to my last mother, right?
That's right, but that's why she does nothing when the troll comes, because she's like, oh my god, thank you, save me from Butterball, please.
As soon as he's gone, she starts like packing her things, and she's like trying to chip away at the chain that's connected to her ankle from the kitchen.
Meanwhile, she's just like muttering like recipe measurement conversions. One tablespoon equals three teaspoons equals 16, 12, a quarter teaspoons.
And he walks in, oh, Butterball, my child, you're back. Oh, I brought you some streusel.
Then the troll woman picked up a spoon to have a taste.
Should taste good. Butterball soup, she said.
Did you say shit tastes good? Oh, sure tastes good. Shit tastes good.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden, she said, shit tastes good.
That would make for like a great advertising campaign for Butterball soup. Butterball soup, shit tastes good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should taste good, Butterball soup.
I just keep hearing shit tastes good.
Okay, all right.
Should taste good, daughter soup, said Butterball from the chimney.
By now, everyone had begun to wonder who was talking, so they decided to go outside and find out. They were all just like around the kettle sipping on soup. And they're like, what? Who's that little boy named Butterball's voice coming from? As they came out the door, Butterball threw the pine root and the rock at their heads and killed them dead.
Oh my God.
All of them?
All of them.
Isn't like most of the church community here?
It's the whole church. He just killed the whole church.
He just heard it's him kill the whole
church. It's a bunch of trolls
church.
In Sunday best just looking to get a potluck going. And
oh,
this
no. yeah.
homicidal little child is home aloneing them to death with giant stones.
Yeah. You know he's got like big, chubby, rosy cheeks and he's always yeah. smiling and giggling the whole time.
Dead,
like pushing rocks
dead eyes.
People.
Dead yeah. soulless eyes.
He took all the gold and silver he could find in the house, and with that...
And he's a goddamn thief. And he's a thief, too.
He robbed their corpses. Yes. Yeah.
This is a tax for the burden that you've put upon me.
Butterball does not fuck around.
No. And with that, he was certainly rich. Then he went home to his mother. The end.
Okay. All right. Sure.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Woo. They just, they uh-huh. just.
Take it, yeah, I'll let it sink. Just let it sink in, you know?
Threw us from the train right there.
My opinion of Butterball changed so much during that story.
Yeah, he went from like doofy, chubby little kid to criminal sociopath mastermind very quickly. The turn, Daenerys.
I get it that like the trolls were trying to kill him to eat him. But there's like, you know, there's eye for an eye. But for Butterball, it's like, no, it's not eye for an eye. It's eye for all of your fucking eyes. And your children's eyes. And your grandparents' eyes. And then I yeah. will fucking fuck the corpse of your eyes afterwards. And make your dog watch.
Kidnap me once, I take a fork. Kidnap me twice, I take a knife. Kidnap me three times, I murder your fucking feral fucking family.
And the church organization they belong to.
Mm.
What a cool guy. He's my new hero, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that the troll necessarily, especially the troll community that did nothing wrong. We don't know. They might have all been vegetarians. Mm. The one initial headless. Why was that never explained? Why she's carrying her head around?
Oh my God, I forgot they never explained that at all.
doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, it's just that I don't know that the rest of the trolls like deserved all of that, I guess.
Yeah, who are we supposed to identify with in the story?
Yeah.
Are we supposed to just believe that all the trolls are exactly the same and they're evil and we love Butterball? Like, I don't understand.
But they also, they came from church.
which would have been like a really good thing.
Something great at this time that indicates that they are
like
good Christian trolls.
Good God-fearing trolls.
And this murderous, tiny little fat kid. Just... I don't know. I don't know who's the hero here and who's the villain. It's one of those stories.
Yeah. Well, yeah, moral of the story here. Lots of toughie.
This is like that movie with what the hell is his name? Michael Douglas. It's that Michael Douglas movie.
Oh, Falling Down.
Falling
yeah,
Down.
Sure.
Where it's literally just like it could only be made in the 90s. It's about a white man who's not going to take it anymore. And he just goes on a murder spree across Los Angeles.
Yes. Yeah. When you actually watch the movie, you're like, wait, he's the villain.
Yeah. Like someone's taking too long at the grocery store. So he's like, let me pull my shotgun out.
Oh, and that's the hero? Like Michael Douglas is like,
yeah. Yeah.
What
yeah.
the fuck? I've never seen yeah. this movie. Yeah, it sounds
fun.
Sounds very congruous with because we were supposed to be on Butterball's side at the beginning,
yeah.
and by the end, I am yeah. not. I think he's an insane person. He
no.
fed the daughter in soup to the mother. I know they were trying to kill him, but you could just run away again, Butterball. And how about you don't come out when the next time the troll comes knocking at your door? You don't just say, "I'm Butterball.
Yeah.
Here I am."
Well, now it's more sinister because he knew all that he knew he was going to murder them, which is why he kept gleefully jumping out to be like, "Here I am," because he was
his
so excited
all
to murder.
Along.
Butterball has the harshest 3-strike rule I've ever heard of. Strike one, we're cool. Strike two, no worries about it. Strike three, you're
I
all going to fucking
your
die.
World.
no, my opinion on Butterball has actually changed again. I respect that. He gave the trolls two chances to be like, all right, we're good here. But one warning, second warning, third time. Like, it's like that, what's that, you know, like Kill Bill noise, like, woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, don't fuck with Butterball.
No.
Yeah, something about like not making the same mistake again, I guess, then like the troll continued to make the same mistake. No, that doesn't really work though, too, because it's
Butterball made the same mistake.
No, I think it was all intentional.
Sure.
He just wanted that silverware to start with, and then he wanted to make sure that that blood ran, that their bloodline ended.
And he robbed them afterwards too, which is
robbed,
great.
Desecrated their corpses.
I mean, the last line was like, and then he was rich, by the way, because he took all the trolls' money.
Went back home and he's like, Mom, bake me some new pies. I know, I just can't. I don't even like pie. Well, what do you guys got? Any other moral thoughts? Because it was rough.
No, but I would like to welcome a Bjornsson to our family. I think that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was solid. That was spot on. Well approved.
Welcome to the Others Grimm family.
Yep. Welcome to the other of
you,
Bjornsons.
The three Grimm brothers.
The brothers three.
Hoppity Chalk Anderson.
That's it.
And that's it. But hey, we're looking for more. If any, old fairy tale authors are out there listening right now, send us an email. TheOthersGrimmPodcast@gmail.com.
Or if you're listening and you actually know of some of the, if you'd like to suggest some stories to us, that'd be great. You can email them to, what's it?
TheOthersGrimmPodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, send us anything, honestly.
And
I
then,
want to hear from people.
Artwork. Oh,
artwork?
Love that. Yeah.
Fan art. Just
check us out on Instagram. Yeah. Check us out on Facebook. Wherever you're listening, please rate and review us because then other people can hear us.
Ooh, yes. Literally, if you do anything. If you do anything this week of any importance, I think the most important thing.
Click the stars.
Give us those like five sheriff stars, you know? Because we're the law around here.
We're the law around here.
And then the second most important thing you can do is tell other people to listen. Huh? Tell your buddies.
No,
mom.
Don't tell them. Make them. Force them to.
Sit them down and you listen to it. You kidnap them. Put them in your truck and then you put the podcast on and you just drive them. And then they're like, what the fuck is happening? But you're like, no, listen to this. It's very funny. And then eventually after you've driven for a while, you say, but where are we going? And how far is it until we get there? And yeah, go from there.
And then you just say, you ever heard the tale of Butterball?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you learned your lesson.
I want to eat the very best. No troll evidence. Capture roly-poly boys and roast them in my broth. I will travel the human world, searching trailer parks. Just a sack across my back and my head under my arm. Butterball, I need a human meat to impress all the church ladies. Butterball, shit, where'd he go? I guess I'll do it all again. Isn't Butterball home today?
No, he's in the forest with his father hunting grouse.
Oh, blast it.
Hey, here I am, said Butterball.
Oh, Butterball, come on.
Butterball!